Okay, it is Tuesday, April 18th, 2017, Finance and Audit Committee meeting, and it is 5:11.
All right. You want to do the call to order?
That's right.
Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Ellie, call in.
All right, roll call. Director Israel?
Here.
And Director Bowie is not present. All right. We do have our accountant, Cindy Byram. She is here. She's in the back of the office working on a project. But if you have any questions, I can certainly pull her out here to answer anything you might have.
Okay, I have any so far?
So if we look at the balance sheet on page 1, you can look at total checking savings. At 100 and I'm rounding up 115,000. Total 12000 accounts receivable at 164,000. Once again, I'm rounding up.
Okay.
And then just below that, total 13010 LAIF at 352,000. It brings a total of about 631,000 for the three. That's pretty much what our current cash is. Our liabilities on the next page, about 2 inches up from the bottom, you'll see total liabilities. You'll see that number is substantially higher. As we've discussed in the past, the water rate study should address this and basically flip these around. Right. So our cash is higher than our liabilities. If you look at the next page, the profit and loss report, at the very top, you'll see it says February-17. That was a typo. That should say March.
Okay.
And then if you go all the way to the right of that, it says YTD, year-to-date. This is 67%. That's also a typo. That should be 75%.
75%?
Yes. So I do apologize for that. If you go down to about the middle of the page, line number 20, total income, you'll see we're at about 75% of our budget, our year-to-date budget, which is good. If you skip to the last page, you will see our total expenses, so line 112, total expenses. That's at 62% year to date of the budget. So it's definitely a good sign. Our revenue is higher than our expenses. That's what we always want to see,
yeah,
if possible. And if you look at our net income, year to date actual versus what we budgeted, we were projected at a loss. We're only at 28% of what we projected we lose. So we're doing better than anticipated at this time. So with the water rate study, if the water rates are approved, it would dramatically affect the financials and help the district. So we're not anticipating as much in losses. We want to anticipate a positive revenue. So we build up our savings and all that. And that's all I have to report at this time. Do you have any questions?
Nope.
All right.
Any public comments? So this is going to adjourn our meeting, so we're going to go ahead and check sign.
All right, and the time is 5:15.
Yep.
All right, thank you.